You are listening to the Espresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Tata Chemicals witnessed a decline in its share price by over 4% on Tuesday following the company's announcement of a net loss of Rs. 841 crore in the fourth quarter of FY24, contrasting with a net profit of Rs. 692 crore reported in the same period a year ago. During the fourth quarter of FY24, Tata Chemicals disclosed a non-cash write-down of assets amounting to Rs. 963 crore concerning its UK operations, particularly the Lowestoft plant, categorized as an exceptional loss. The Tata Group company experienced a 21.1% decline in revenue for the quarter ended March 2024, dropping to Rs. 3,475 crore from Rs. 4,407 crore year-on-year. Consolidated EBITDA witnessed 18% quarter-on-quarter decrease and a significant 54% year-on-year decline. Meanwhile, shares of Trent, the Tata Group company, rallied over 8% to hit an all-time high of Rs. 4,670 on NSE following the company's stellar performance during the January-March period. Trent shares price surged after its Q4 results showed a multifold jump in consolidated profit, while revenue jumped over 50% for the quarter. On Monday, April 29th, Trent reported a robust 51% year-on-year jump in revenue from operations for a fourth quarter of FY24 to Rs. 3,297.70 crore against Rs. 2,182.75 crore in the same quarter last financial year. The Tata Group's specialty retail company, known for brands like Westside and Zudio, reported a remarkable surge in consolidated net profit for Q4 FY24, reaching Rs. 712.09 crores. Moving on, UltraTech Cement's stock price surged over 2% on Tuesday following the release of its Q4 results by the Aditya Birla Group's flagship cement maker. The shares of UltraTech Cement climbed as high as 2.38% to Rs. 10,200 per share on BSE. The nation's leading cement manufacturer posted impressive earnings for the January-March quarter, with its consolidated net profit soaring by 36% to Rs. 2,258 crore from Rs. 1,666 crore year-on-year, surpassing market expectations. This growth was driven by a reduction in fuel costs and double-digit volume growth. Consolidated revenue from operations in Q4 FY24 witnessed a robust 9.4% year-on-year increase to Rs. 20,419 crore. Operating at an impressive level, UltraTech Cement has achieved an EBITDA of Rs. 4,250 crore with a margin of 20.81%. In some more market news, JNK India shares got listed at Rs. 621 apiece, a premium of almost 50% of the issue price of Rs. 415. The IPO was opened on April 23rd and closed on April 25th to raise Rs. 649.47 crore through a combination of fresh issue and offers for sale. It kept the IPO price band for the issue between the range of Rs. 395 to Rs. 415 per equity share. JNK India offered 7.6 million shares of the company via fresh issue, while 8.4 million shares by offers for sale. The shares were allotted on April 26th. A retail investor had to bid for a minimum of 36 shares aggregating to Rs. 14,940. Over to some aviation news. With the completion of the airfield lighting system, night landing and takeoff facilities are now operational at the Utkarsh Airfield of Veer Savarkar International Airport in Port Blair, officials confirmed. The aviation infrastructure at INS Utkarsh, supervised by Naval Headquarters in Delhi and Air Marshal Saju Balakrishnan, Commander-in-Chief of the Andaman and Nicobar Command, has seen significant improvements through Project MAFI, which means modernization of airfield infrastructure, the official added. According to a senior command official, the commissioning of Tactical Air Navigation System and Precision Approach Radar represents significant enhancement in terms of safety and operations for military flights at Utkarsh Airfield. Next up, some exciting news from the auto industry. After a lot of teasers and spy shots, Mahindra has finally launched XUV 3XO in India, priced at Rs. 7.49 lakh onwards. than the 3XO being a mere facelift of the older Mahindra XUV 300, the car maker has completely revamped the sub-4-meter SUV. The new Mahindra XUV 3XO competes in a highly competitive segment that includes Maruti Suzuki Brezza, Hyundai Venue, Kia Sonet, Renault Kiger, Nissan Magnite, and the segment leader, the Tata Nexon. So here's everything you need to know about the new Mahindra XUV 3XO. It is available in MX and AX variants, which are further divided into more sub-variants depending on the features they offer, engine options, and gearbox choices. Lastly, let's see how the share market has performed at closing today. The benchmark equity indices closed in positive territory on April 30th. The NSE Nifty 50 lost 39 points or 0.17% to finish the day's trading at 22,604, while the BSE Sensex pulled back 189 points or 0.25% to close at 74,482.78. Bucking the trend, Nifty Midcap closed in green, up 33.75 points or 0.07% to settle at 50,868.20. The Bank Nifty Index gains over 400 points to lifetime high of 49,953.45, led by Bank of Baroda, Bandhan Bank, IndusInd Bank, Punjab National Bank, Federal Bank, Axis Bank, IDFC First Bank, State Bank of India, ICICI Bank, and HDFC Bank. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and to stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.